Why is it trending? It's the top three things trending from over the weekend. And why? Up first, March Madness. Last night, it was the women.
It is not unfinished business any longer. South Carolina has captured its second national championship. Tears of triumph in 2022.
There you go.
Congratulations to them. I love that the announcer is screaming his head off because the building is so crazy loud and there's a person with a trombone like right over his right shoulder. Yes. They are champions. The trombone never gets so much work as it does at basketball games, right?
For sure. South Carolina women beat UConn last night 64-49. Congratulations to all the women on an incredible season.
It was a great game. Yeah. No question about it. If you didn't see it, and actually the Final Four was really exciting too.
All of it was great.
Some great games there.
Tonight, March Madness will officially end. And, you know, it's funny because, like, when you get to the end, like, you're ready for it to be over. Like, that's enough at this point. It really gets dragged on. But the men are going to take the court. Number one seed Kansas City will take on a number eight seed UNC. If anybody cares, I am number four right now in my bracket.
Wow, you made it through the weekend.
Wait, there were 63 people in that, and I've moved up, and now I'm number four. And I think...
You got to be in the money now at this point, right? You got to be making some money on that.
Well, the fourth one, you get your money back that you invested. Third is when you start making some money, and I think I'm going to move up to third. So I'm like, knock on wood. I think a lot of people are getting ready to count their cash tonight because a lot of the brackets were busted when St. Peter's was just taking out everybody left and right.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
And good luck to your husband who filled it out.
It's true. I said to my husband, I go, you got so lucky. Then he gets all mad. Lucky? You know how much research
right.
I did?
Do you know how smart I am?
Right.
I'm the smartest person ever.
Sure, honey. Sure. Also trending over the weekend, Will Smith. He resigned from the Academy of Motion Pictures, and he says he will accept any further consequences that the board deems appropriate. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's out. He can never go to an Oscars again. That's not what it means at all.
Yeah.
He just can't vote anymore.
Can't vote.
He can still get nominated and win. It's like he just doesn't have to do his homework anymore.
You know, when you have consequences, he got the statue. That's what he wanted. And he's rich. What are we really talking about here?
Right. Denzel Washington gave his first interview since it all happened. And remember, like, they're good friends. And he was, like, talking to him and praying with him right after it happened. And here's what he said.
When the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right. And for whatever reason, the devil got a hold of him.
Well, the devil is the one handing out the slaps, Denzel. All right, I get what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
He's trying to calm everybody down.
Yep.
And he's a good guy to do it.
Yep.
But come on now.
Nope. Also trending, scammies. Why are the scammies trending? Well, let's start with the fact that the Grammys were last night. Jon Batiste won Album of the Year for We Are. Silk Sonic won Song of the Year and Record of the Year for Leave the Door Open. Olivia Rodrigo had a big night. Best New Artist. Her album Sour won Best Vocal Album, too. Chris Stapleton had big night for country, Foo Fighters for rock, but scammy. Scammy is the big term, and it's because of these guys.
BTS?
People are so mad that BTS didn't win any of the big awards. And they never win. And that's like the thing. It's like, well, how come they keep getting overlooked? I don't know, because it's the Grammys and it's fake. I mean, what do you say?
I mean, it's the Grammys. It's not the Billboard charts. I mean, not for nothing. I like BTS now. I've come around, you know.
Yep.
But the fact is they're not reinventing the wheel. I mean, this is pop music. So what are we really talking about here?
Well, congratulations to all the winners. And congratulations to BTS for still being a lot richer than all of us are.
They'll be fine.